Now, what about the master? What about the boss? Well, we're talking now to believers. And ye masters, do the same things toward them, giving up your threatening, knowing that both their master and yours is in heaven. There is no respect of persons with him. Now, you must understand, if you are the employer, that before Christ, you're just another man. There's no respect of persons with him. And what he said to labor applies to you. You come in under the same category, and you are to have a master, and your master is Christ. And this is the Christian relationship of capital and labor. And responsibilities are mutual. Masters are to adopt the same general attitude toward their servants, which is a servant of Christ. And they're not to take advantage of their position as master. They're not to abuse their power. They're not to threaten. And in the presence of Christ, the master and the servant stand on the same footing. They are brothers in Christ. And this relationship is seen in a very practical demonstration, I think, in the epistle of Philemon. You remember Philemon was a master, and he had a servant by the name, a slave by the name of Onesimus, that ran away from him. And according to the law of the day, he could have put him to death. But he didn't put him to death because Paul sent him back with the epistle to Philemon. And he says in that epistle, you're to receive him, not now as a servant, a slave, but above a slave, a brother, beloved, especially to me, but how much more unto thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord. So, therefore, when a capital and labor are believers, you got an altogether different relationship. It's not capital and labor, it's brothers. That's the thing that makes them partners. Now, I mentioned about a business over in Dallas, a great manufacturing concern over there, employs several hundred men. And many of those that work there are believers. In fact, most of them are. And the owners are believers. And the very interesting thing is they don't need capital-labor relationships there because they're all brothers. And you ought to see the way it works. And actually, those that work there, they share in the profits. One man said to me that worked there, and he's not what I'd call a very strong Christian. He said, you know, he says, it pays me to work hard here. Because he says, I share in the profits. May I say to you, what a difference it makes when that exists. Don't tell me Christianity is not practical. It is practical. It'll work. The thing that was said years ago, I think, by a great Chinese Christian, Sun Yat-sen, he commented on Christianity in this country. And you must remember, he attended school over here, and he knew America pretty well. And he says it's not that in America that Christianity has been tried and found wanting. He says the problem over there is it never's been tried. That's the problem today. We've kept it back of stained glass windows. The nicest thing that anybody has ever said about my ministry, and especially this radio ministry, is a man up in San Francisco, and he's a broker. Man of means, by the way, outstanding businessman. And he wrote me a letter, and he said, I listened to you on the way to work. Been listening now a long time. He's an officer in a church. I take it it's a liberal church. And this man's come a long way spiritually. And he said to me, he said, you know, you do not sound like you're speaking from the inside of stained glass windows. And that's the nicest thing you can say. Because, my friend, if Christianity can't move out of the sanctuary and get down yonder with the secular, there's something radically wrong with it. And it'll work if it's tried. And it'll work in this capital-labor relationship.